Linda taught him to read. With a piece of charcoal, she drew pictures on the wall. An animal sitting down, a baby inside a bottle. Then she wrote letters. The cat is on the mat. The tot is in the pot. He learned quickly and easily. When he knew how to read all the words she wrote on the wall, Linda opened her big wooden box and pulled out from under those funny little red trousers she never wore a thin little book. He had often seen it before. "When you're bigger," she had said, "you can read it." Well, now he was big enough. He was proud. "I'm afraid you won't find it very exciting," she said, "but it's the only thing I have." She sighed. "Oh, if only you could see the lovely reading machines we used to have in London."
He began reading. "The Chemical and Bacteriological Conditioning of the Embryo. Practical Instructions for Beta Embryo Store Workers." It took him a quarter of an hour to read the title alone. He threw the book on the floor.
"Beastly, beastly book," he said, and began to cry.
The boys still sang their horrible songs about Linda. Sometimes, too, they laughed at him for being so ragged. When he tore his clothes, Linda did not know how to mend them. In the other place, she told him, people threw away their clothes with holes in them and got new ones.
"Rags! Rags!" the boys used to shout at him.
"But I can read," he said to himself, "and they can't. They don't even know what reading is."
It was fairly easy, if he thought hard enough about the reading, to pretend that he didn't mind when they made fun of him. He asked Linda to give him the book again. The more the boys pointed and sang, the harder he read. Soon he could read all the words quite well, even the longest. But what did they mean? He asked Linda, but even when she could answer, it didn't seem to make it very clear. And generally, she couldn't answer at all.
"What are chemicals?" he would ask.
"Oh, stuff like magnesium salts and alcohol for keeping the deltas and epsilons small and backward, and calcium carbonate for bones and all that sort of thing."
"But how do you make chemicals, Linda? Where do they come from?"
"Well, I don't know. You get them out of bottles, and when the bottles are empty, you send up to the chemical store for more. It's the chemical store people who make them, I suppose. Or else they send to the factory for them. I don't know. I never did any chemistry. My job was always with the embryos."
It was the same with everything else he asked about. Linda never seemed to know. The old men of the pueblo had much more definite answers. "The seed of men and all creatures, the seed of the sun and the seed of earth and the seed of the sky. Awanawilona made them all out of the fog of increase. Now the world has four wombs, and he laid the seeds in the lowest of the four wombs.
And gradually the seeds began to grow."